A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel was writing up a blog post about the Eurobox system, something he's covered before, trying to help renters understand how all the boxes fit together. He's got 50 photos, each with a QR code that encodes an internal system URL, and suddenly he realizes he should blur those before publishing. The question is whether he has to open every single one in GIMP, or whether there's a smarter way. And he widens it out, beyond QR codes. What about credit cards on a desk, partial ID cards, a laptop screen showing Slack messages? What tools exist for automated image obfuscation, open source or commercial?
That Eurobox scenario is exactly the kind of thing that catches people out. You take photos for a blog post, you're focused on framing and lighting, and 6 months later, someone scans a QR code in the background of shot 14 and lands on your internal provisioning dashboard. The gap between what we have for text redaction and what we have for images is, it's not small.
Text redaction is practically a solved problem by comparison. You've got Presidio, ScubaDub, AWS Comprehend. They do named entity recognition, regex patterns. They can pull out phone numbers and credit card numbers and names with decent recall. Drop a document in. Get a redacted document out. Images are a different beast entirely.
The fundamental challenge is that images are unstructured spatial data. Text is linear. You read left to right, token by token, and your NER model just walks along the sequence. An image has no sequence. You've got variable lighting, weird angles, text that's partially occluded by someone's thumb, QR codes printed on curved surfaces. And then there's the stuff that isn't text at all. A QR code isn't words, it's a pattern of squares. A face isn't text. A laptop screen showing a Slack thread is text, but it's text rendered on a display at an angle with reflections on it.
So the pipeline has to be two-stage. In a way, text redaction isn't. First, you have to find the thing in pixel space. That's computer vision. And then you have to decide whether it's sensitive, which might mean running OCR on it and then doing NER on the extracted text. Each stage introduces its own errors, and they compound.
Right. If your OCR misreads a credit card number as something else, your NER stage never flags it. If your QR detector misses a code because it's partially behind a coffee cup, you ship the image with a live URL. Text redaction doesn't have that first detection problem. The text is already text.
So what's actually out there? Daniel asked about the landscape, and I went digging through GitHub. Found four repos worth looking at. The first is Cloakframe from a user called Niatic. It looks like a frame-level obfuscation tool, probably designed for video or image batches, applying blurring or masking across frames. The big question with Cloakframe is whether it does automatic QR detection or whether it expects you to manually select regions. If it's manual region selection, it solves the batch processing part. You mark a region once, and it applies to 50 frames, but it doesn't solve the detection part. You still have to find the QR codes yourself.
And that's the tedious part. The blurring takes half a second. Finding the thing to blur is where the time goes. So if Cloakframe is just a blur propagation tool, it's useful but incomplete. The second repo is called Sensor, from Aclito1, and it's more of a general-purpose censorship tool. Based on the repo description, it uses computer vision to detect faces, text, or custom regions. The interesting question is, what's under the hood? Is it using OpenCV contour detection, which is fast but brittle, or a pre-trained object detector like YOLO or SSD, which is more robust but heavier?
Contour detection works by finding edges and shapes. It's what you'd use to find rectangular regions or high contrast patterns. For something like a QR code with its distinctive finder patterns, contour detection can actually work pretty well. But for a credit card at an angle on a cluttered desk, you're going to want a trained model that understands what a card looks like from different perspectives.
The third repo is Tuomin Dao from Zhengdongjit. The name Tuomin, anonymization, Dao, the way, suggests it might be a more comprehensive pipeline. possibly integrating OCR for text detection and then blurring. The critical question is whether it handles non-text objects. If it's OCR only, it fails the QR code scenario entirely. A QR code isn't text, it's a machine-readable pattern. But it might handle receipt photos well, picking up credit card numbers and blurring them.
And the fourth is Hackathon Project, Media Vizard from Jared Higgins. Hackathon Project, so probably rough around the edges, but those often have the most interesting ideas. Might combine OCR with object detection in a way that more polished tools haven't adopted yet. Hackathon projects are where you see someone try something like, what if we just run YOLO on every frame and then pipe the bounding boxes into Tesseract? And it works surprisingly well, even if the code is held together with tape.
The thing that connects all four of these is the two-stage pipeline problem. Stage 1, find the sensitive region. Stage 2, obfuscate it. Stage 1 is the hard part, and it's where all the tools diverge in approach. Some use classical CV, edge detection, contour finding, template matching. Some use deep learning, CNNs trained to spot specific object classes. Some use OCR as a proxy, extract all text, then run NER on the extracted text to find PII, then map back to pixel coordinates and blur those regions.
The OCR then near approach is interesting because it reuses the maturity of text redaction tools. You could theoretically take Presidio, pointed at OCR output, and get a list of sensitive strings. Then you go back to the image with the bounding boxes from the OCR engine and blur wherever those strings appeared. But the failure mode is OCR errors. If Tesseract reads a credit card number as 1234-5G-70-9U-12-3456, that G instead of a 6, your regex for credit card numbers never fires.
And credit card numbers have a checksum, so you could validate them after OCR, but that adds another step. The QR code case is actually simpler in some ways because QR codes were designed to be machine detectable. They have those three finder patterns, the squares in the corners with the nested concentric squares inside them. Those patterns are distinctive and don't occur naturally in most scenes. You can detect them with classical computer vision, contour detection looking for a specific ratio of nested squares, which is exactly what OpenCV's QR code detector does.
PISBAR is another option. It's a Python wrapper around the ZBAR library, and it can decode QR codes and return bounding box coordinates. You feed it an image, it gives you back a list of polygons. Then you just apply a Gaussian blur or pixelation inside each polygon and save. Batch processing 50 images takes seconds, not hours.
The finder pattern approach is robust to rotation and scaling, which is why QR codes work at all. They're designed to be scanned from any angle. But partial occlusion is still a problem. If a QR code is half hidden behind something, the finder patterns might not all be visible and the detector fails. That's where deep learning approaches can help. A CNN trained on partially occluded QR codes can sometimes spot them even when classical methods can't.
So for Daniel's specific Eurobox scenario, 50 photos, QR codes on shipping labels, the open source path is viable today. PIDSBAR, or OpenCV's QR code detector, a few lines of Python, done. But that's the narrow case. Widen it out to credit cards, ID cards, laptop screens, whiteboards with API keys, and suddenly, you need a much more sophisticated detection pipeline.
Let's shift to what the cloud providers offer, because a lot of people assume there's a redact this image button somewhere in AWS or Google Cloud. There isn't. What you get are detection APIs. AWS Recognition has a Detect Text API that finds text in images and returns bounding boxes with confidence scores. It can handle dense document text, text on curved surfaces, text at angles, but it doesn't redact anything, it just tells you where the text is and what it says.
So you need to take that output, run your own PII detection on the extracted strings, then apply blurring to the corresponding bounding boxes. Recognition does the first half of stage 1, finding the text. But you still have to do the sensitivity decision and the obfuscation yourself.
Same story with Google Cloud Vision. Their text detection is excellent. They handle dense document text and even handwriting in multiple languages. They also do object detection and logo detection. You could theoretically use logo detection to find credit card logos and then look for numbers nearby. But again, no built-in redaction, just detection.
Microsoft Azure has their Computer Vision API with OCR and a Read API for printed and handwritten text. They've also got this dense captioning feature that generates detailed descriptions of image regions. It might identify a credit card on a wooden desk in the caption, which you could then use as a trigger. But that's a very indirect approach, and the caption might not be specific enough to give you a precise bounding box.
The gap is clear. No major cloud provider offers a single API call that takes an image and returns a redacted image. You always have to chain at least two services, detection plus your own blurring logic. For a developer, that's maybe a day of work to wire up. For a blogger who just wants to publish safely, it's a non-starter.
There are specialized SaaS tools in specific verticals. Legal document redaction platforms like Evalor and Relativity handle scanned documents and can redact PII, but they're designed for discovery workflows and litigation. They cost thousands of dollars a month and aren't built for casual photo publishing. Medical imaging has de-identification tools for DICOM images, stripping patient metadata and burning in anonymized identifiers. But again, narrow verticals with enterprise price tags.
And then there's the privacy question with any SaaS approach. If you're sending photos to a third-party API for redaction, you're trusting them with the unredacted images. For a blog post about shipping containers, maybe that's fine. For photos that might contain a partial national ID card or a screenshot of internal systems, you probably want the processing to happen locally.
That's the open source advantage. Local processing, no per image cost, no data leaving your machine. The trade-off is setup complexity. If you're comfortable with Python, you can build a pre-published pipeline in an afternoon. If you're not, you're still opening GIMP 50 times.
Let me sketch what that pipeline looks like. You've got a directory of images. You write a script that loops through them. For each image, you run PSBAR or OpenCV's QR code detector to find QR codes. Then you run EasyOCR or Tesseract to extract all text regions. You pipe the extracted text through a set of regex patterns, credit card numbers, phone numbers, email addresses, anything that looks like an API key. You could even use Presidio on the OCR output for more sophisticated NER. For each match, you get the bounding box from the OCR engine, and you apply a Gaussian blur with a kernel size large enough to make the text unreadable, maybe a 25 pixel radius. Then you save the processed image.
The regex approach catches the obvious stuff. Credit card numbers have a well-defined format and a loon checksum. Phone numbers follow patterns. API keys often have distinctive prefixes or entropy characteristics. But it won't catch a partial ID card unless you have a specific template for that card type. And even then, you're into object detection territory.
National ID cards are a genuinely hard problem. They've structured layouts, photo here, name there, ID number in this corner, but the layouts vary by country and even by issuance year. You could train an object detector to recognize specific card designs, but that's a maintenance burden. New card designs get issued, your detector needs retraining. Template matching is brittle because lighting and angle variations throw it off. This is an active research area, not a solved problem.
So the practical advice splits into tiers. Tier 1, QR codes and barcodes. Solved. Use PySBAR, batch process, done. Tier 2, text-based PII with clear patterns, credit cards, phone numbers, email addresses. Doable with OCR plus regex. Expect maybe 80 to 90% recall depending on image quality. Tier 3, unstructured sensitive objects, ID cards, laptop screens showing arbitrary content, whiteboards. Not solved. You can get partial coverage with object detection models, but you're gonna miss things.
And that tier 3 is where the real risk lives. A QR code is obvious. It's a weird pixelated square, people notice it. A whiteboard covered in architecture diagrams and API endpoints just looks like a whiteboard. Nobody thinks to blur it, and the OCR on the published image might be good enough for a motivated attacker to read.
There's an integration angle worth mentioning. If you're publishing regularly, a blog, documentation, social media, you can build the redaction check into your publishing pipeline. Option 1, a local script you run before uploading anything. Option 2, a GitHub action or pre-commit hook that scans images in your repo. Option 3, a browser extension that checks images before they hit the upload button on WordPress or Twitter. Option 1 is the most mature. Option 3 is, I don't think anyone's built a good one yet.
The GitHub Action approach is clever for documentation repos. You commit your screenshots, the action runs on push, scans for QR codes and potential PII, and either warns you or auto-redacts. The problem is that auto-redaction in CI means you're committing the redacted version, and if the detector makes a mistake, false positive, blur something important, you might not notice until it's published.
Better is a warning than an autofix, then. Hey, we found what looks like a credit card number in screenshot CO4.png. Please check. That's a lot more useful than silently blurring half your diagram.
Let's talk cost for a minute, because the open source versus SaaS decision often comes down to volume. AWS Recognition Detect. Text costs about a tenth of a cent per image for the first 1,000,000 images per month. If you're publishing 50 blog post photos, that's 5 cents. Negligible. But if you're running a platform where users upload thousands of images an hour, the costs add up. And you're also paying for the blurring compute, and you're dealing with the latency of an API call per image.
The open source pipeline costs zero in API fees. Your only cost is compute time. For QR detection with PSBAR, it's basically instant on a CPU. For OCR with Tesseract, a few hundred milliseconds per image. For deep learning object detection, you might want a GPU, but for batch processing 50 images, it's still seconds, not minutes.
The real cost of open source is the setup time and the maintenance. You have to know enough Python to wire the pieces together, and you have to keep the dependencies updated. That's trivial for a developer, prohibitive for a non-technical blogger. Which is exactly why the market gap exists. There's no install this and forget it solution for image redaction yet.
Someone's going to build it. The question is whether it comes from a cloud provider finally adding a redact endpoint, or from the open source community packaging up something like CloakFrame or Sensor into a desktop app with a simple UI.
I'd bet on open source getting there first. The cloud providers are focused on enterprise use cases, content moderation for social media platforms, document processing for legal and healthcare. A general-purpose image redaction tool for bloggers and documentation writers isn't their market, but it's exactly the kind of thing a motivated open-source developer builds over a weekend and puts on GitHub.
Where does that leave Daniel in the Eurobox photos? The specific problem he's got is the easiest case. QR codes, 50 images, batch processing, PySBAR plus OpenCV, maybe 15 lines of Python, and he's done. The wider question he asked, what about everything else? That's where the landscape gets patchy.
Here's what I tell someone to do right now. Step 1, for QR codes and barcodes, use PIDSBAR or OpenCV's QR code detector. It works, it's fast, it's free. Step 2, for text-based PII, set up an OCR pipeline with Tesseract or EasyOCR, run rejects patterns on the output, and blur the matching regions. Expect to tune the rejects for your specific use case. Step 3, for everything else, ID cards, screens, whiteboards, manual review is still your safety net. The automated tools aren't reliable enough yet to trust without human verification.
If you're publishing regularly, make the pre-published check a habit. Don't rely on spotting things by eye. You'll miss the QR code on the shipping label in the background, or the reflection of your monitor in the window, or the sticky note with a password on the edge of the frame. Our visual attention is terrible at catching security, relevant details in the periphery of an image.
The sticky note problem is real. People focus on the subject of the photo, the product, the desk setup, the whiteboard, and everything else is just background, but the camera captures it all at full resolution. A sticky note with a password that's 8 pixels tall in the final image might still be readable if someone zooms in.
Which brings us back to automation. The whole point of a pre-published pipeline is that it doesn't have human attention limitations. It scans every pixel, every region, every pattern. It's not smarter than a human. It's dumber, but it's thorough in a way humans aren't.
Thoroughness is what you want for this. You don't need a genius AI that understands the semantic content of your photos. You need a dumb scanner that says, this pattern looks like a QR code, blur it, and this string of digits passes the loon check, blur it. The bar is low, and that's actually an advantage. Simple rules are easy to implement and easy to verify.
The open source tools we mentioned, CloakFrame, Sensor, Tuomintao, MediaWizard, they're all attacking different pieces of this. None of them is the complete solution yet, but they're building blocks. If I were putting together a recommendation for Daniel, I'd say start with PySBar for the immediate QR code problem, then look at Sensor or Tuomintao for the broader text redaction, and keep an eye on the space because it's moving fast.
It's moving fast. The computer vision models are getting smaller and faster. You can run YOLO on a phone now. The OCR engines are getting better at handling weird angles and lighting. The gap between what text redaction can do and what image redaction can do is closing. It's not closed, but it's closing.
The incentive to close is only growing. More people are publishing visual content. Blogs, social media, documentation, video streams. More devices are capturing images automatically. Dash cams, doorbell cameras, AR glasses. Every image that gets published is a potential information leak. The tools we're talking about today are early stage, but in a year or two, automated image redaction is going to be as standard as spell check.
The Eurobox blog post is a canary. If you're publishing photos with QR codes or barcodes or visible PII today, the time to build your redaction pipeline is now, not after someone scans something they shouldn't.
Try the open source tools on a test set of your own photos. See how they handle QR codes versus text versus the weird edge cases. The community needs more real-world testing, and the feedback loop between users and developers is what turns rough hackathon projects into reliable tools.
If none of the existing tools quite fit, the pieces are all there to build your own. PySBar for QR codes, Tesseract for text, OpenCV for the blurring. It's a weekend project, and the peace of mind is worth it.
The bigger question, whether cloud providers will eventually offer a single redact. This image API is still open. The market exists. Every blogger, documentation writer, and social media manager has this problem. But the cloud providers seem content to offer detection and leave the redaction as an exercise for the developer. That gap is where open source is going to win.
Or where a startup steps in. A simple SaaS product that does one thing, upload image, get redacted image back, with local processing as an option for sensitive use cases. Charge $5 a month, solve a real problem, build a business. The pieces are all commodity now. Someone just needs to package them.
Until then, we've got Python scripts and GitHub repos, and a community of people figuring it out, which is, honestly, how most useful infrastructure gets built.
Thanks to Hilbert Flumingtop for producing.
This has been My Weird Prompts. Find us at myweirdprompts.com or email the show at show@myweirdprompts.com.
We'll be back soon. Go blur your QR codes.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.